Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 179 is brought to you by Caden Finland, Comfy Naps, and Julie Bice, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are going to discuss the rumored set of Animal Crossing Amiibo cards, and then we're going to open up the post office to answer some letters from our listeners. So to begin, hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm in the middle of progress report season, and I want to sleep.
It sounds like the worst, not gonna lie.
It's the worst.
And then, hi, Sergio. How are you doing?
Hey, Chewy. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I wake up on my usual, like, wake-up time to 30 a.m., but I guess my body needed more, so I fell back asleep, and it kind of felt like I took a comfy nap.
Good.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Comfy naps.
You know, I get those days sometimes where I just, like, want to sleep a little bit more than I usually do. Saturday for me was one of those. It's rare. It hits 7. Usually I'm kind of, like, up just before my alarm goes off at 7 or so. But, you know, that day, I don't really have an alarm on the weekend, but I'm still, like, up at, like, 7:30 or something just to hang out and do my thing. But that day I was just like, no, I'm going to keep sleeping today. That's the goal.
Nice.
You guys are slowly walking towards my little sleepy area. You're going to be sleepy just like me all the time soon.
No, probably not. Because right after that, I was just like back to the normal waking up at 7:30 all the time.
Just you wait.
No, probably not. Anyways, let's go ahead and hop into the topics here. So there is this really big rumor going around that there is a new set of Amiibo cards getting released for Animal Crossing New Horizons. And once again, I want to reiterate, this is a rumor. It is in no way confirmed at all. But the evidence is pretty good so far. So I read basically this really incredibly long Reddit post that covers all of the evidence for this, and basically what it comes down to is there are a string of numbers that represent each amiibo, and in that string of numbers there are some that are used as more of an ID for each card or figure. So there is an identifying number in these strings that will represent what amiibo that is basically in the code right there. So with these numbers, there is a set of 103 numbers that are unaccounted for. Typically, this post explains that typically when this happens, it is because it is reserving a big slot for a certain set of amiibo. In this case, we have seen this happen before with the other Animal Crossing amiibo cards, including even the Welcome amiibo cards. They had like an 100 card slot reserved for those Welcome amiibo cards, right? So basically what people are thinking is that this is suggesting that there could be another set of amiibo cards on the way, because there are numbers that fall before this 100 number set and after this 100 number set,
right?
So
right.
I mean, that's basically what they're thinking. They think the extra 3 slots are reserved for Monster Hunter Stories amiibo, which could be could very much be the case, depending on how many they make. Like I said, they don't, just because there are 100 slots reserved here, the set does not have to take all 100 of those spaces.
Right.
Welcome Amiibo and the Sanrio cards, which turned out to be 56 cards, fit into 100 slot. Mm. And so, you know, there's some numbers that are unused in that space. So, I mean, basically, I mean, it's pretty good evidence. We don't know exactly what they're going to do. They did kind of mention that there was the Mario Sports Amiibo cards. I don't know if you all remember those or even heard of those. They were pretty, like... they were around for a short time. I saw them a couple times. I never bought any packs because I was like, what am I going to do with these? Nothing. But that one did have some differences. They reserved 120 spaces for that, and they used, I think, 90 according to this post. Yeah, so I know. I heard that number and I was like, there were really 90 Mario Amiibo cards? What is this? What even were they? So yeah, kind of a strange set that will be lost to time, I'm sure. I don't know if anybody has a complete set of those. Just this past weekend, I watched a guy open every single Amiibo figure in existence on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, but do you have all the cards? Because there's a lot more cards than there are figures at this point. So anyways, I did want to talk about what this could mean, what characters could fill these slots if they are reserved for Animal Crossing and everything. I do want to point out right away, we are missing characters that... I guess Amiibo for certain characters. There are the obvious ones, such as the new villagers and the new special characters, like, you know, your Wilbur and Orville's, CJ, Flick, you know, all of those that were just introduced. Daisy May, can't forget her. And then there are some existing characters in this game that do not have Amiibo currently, which is probably a surprise to some, but Wisp does not have an Amiibo. Some may mistake him for having an amiibo because when you scan in the villager amiibo in New Leaf, Wisp appears in the RV instead of the villager.
Right.
So Wisp has no amiibo. Harvey at Harv's Island, he has no amiibo, which is kind of also strange because when amiibo cards and figures were introduced to Animal Crossing, like, Harv was our gateway to that in New Leaf, you know? It's strange, but, you know, doesn't have an amiibo. And then Lloyd, our little gyroid friend, does not have an amiibo. And those are the three that I remember. I don't remember if there are any more, but I think that's it as far as special characters in the game who don't have amiibo.
Right, right.
So with that said, that puts us at a total of 21 amiibo cards that could possibly be in this set. If they're, you know, taking into account all of these characters that don't have amiibo that are in the game. But that's a whole 79 cards that could remain in this whole thing. Possibly 82, but I think the other three, they're probably right that it's reserved for Monster Hunter Stories. Right. So we'll just work off the 100 number. So 79 cards. What do you both think that Nintendo would do with the remaining slots? Do you have any ideas, Sergio?
I do. I do think we would get the new villagers, you know, like Raymond, Judy, and such, and especially also the special characters. But like you said, there's a lot remaining. I think what they would do, and this kind of makes sense, is to do new poses for some of the most popular villagers. You know, like Bob, Marshall, you know, the bigger name ones that a lot of people really, really like. It would be nice to give them, you know, more amiibo. And that way Nintendo can say, okay, we have brand new 100 amiibo. Yeah, some are repeats, but technically they could consider them brand new if the character is wearing like a different outfit or has a different pose. So that, I think that would be like an easy way to use more of the slots.
Yeah, and that's a very good... just the, like, outfit alone, I believe they would do that. Just based on, you know, Tom Nook, Isabelle, Timmy, and Tommy, they all kind of have new outfits in this game. The the Nook Inc. Kind of getup, you know? And then, you know, they get their own cute little outfits for working Nook's cranny. Timmy and Tommy, those are adorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, we have... four different amiibo cards. Well, I guess five different amiibo cards. No, I think it is four. Four amiibo cards for Isabelle, and she's wearing different outfits in all of them. Yeah. So right away, that's believable to me. Like, they could easily throw in a ninth amiibo for Isabelle. She's got a lot at this point. She's trying to, you know, take Mario and Link down. yeah, but I guess, Nina, what are you thinking for this? Do you think Nintendo will do anything with these amiibo card slots?
I'm not sure. It's just such a strange number to me. Like, it's not enough to obviously redo all of the characters for New Horizons in their new outfits, which I'm honestly surprised they've never done. And it's too many to just do the, what, 8 new characters we got? Not including the special characters. But I don't know. It just seems strange. I'm really hoping that maybe, like, Reach for the Sky hopefulness will get some new characters coming soon, because it feels like, you know, Animal Crossing numbers are dwindling even more than ever, especially, you know, after the first drop off, we kind of seem to be losing more and more. So we need some, like, new blood, and I think characters could be great for that.
Yeah, and you know, now that you bring it up too, well, I feel like something you said triggered this for me, but like all of the renders and artwork that we have on the previous Amiibo cards, like they're pretty outdated at this point. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to pass because, you know, the art style and direction itself has made them kind of like, you know, pretty easy to look good into the future generations and everything. But like New Horizons, like all the characters have sleeves now. I want that represented in these new Amiibo cards, basically. The other thing that I think would be a little bit tricky slash if they did it, if they just did like new character art for the 50 Welcome Amiibo cards that we haven't gotten re-released yet.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Like, if they just remade those and did a character art and made it match kind of the other set, I'd be kind of bummed, though. Yeah. Because at the same time, like, they re-released the Sanrio cards, and those are still the RV style. They didn't change those up at all. And I'm just like, just re-release the Welcome Amiibo cards. Totally cool with that. And then give us, like, something kind of fresh. I'm with you, Nina. Like, give us some new characters, especially turtle villagers and everything. So I guess kind of based on that, this is kind of like what we think Nintendo could do or would do. What do you want Nintendo to do with these extra Amiibo cards? Nina, do you want to start us off there?
Yeah, because I kind of want to elaborate more on on what they should do. Like, again, we need new characters. I think that's a great way to bring people back to the game. And possibly new personalities. Like, even if it's just a male personality and a female personality that they bring back, or however they want to do that. We just need something kind of that refreshes everything. And how expensive is it to put out these cards? I feel like this could be something quick and easy that could be readily available so that we're not all clamoring over each other to buy them. That could bring new life to the game.
Yeah, and the difficulty here is, like, I don't think it's very expensive. I mean, it does have a little extra piece to it with, like, the NFC chip and everything. But even those, like, they're not expensive to buy and mass produce and everything. I think the difficulty right now is just, like, we're starting to feel that physical production start to dip from coronavirus and everything. Like, Pokemon cards are sold out everywhere. Trading cards in general are pretty hard to find. And so I think that's the one issue that they're probably going to run into with Amiibo cards. It's just like, you know, really nice card stock is hard to come by at this point. So
find a way to get back on track somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, like, I'm right there with you. Like, I feel like new characters would really do a lot to boost everything. Like, right now in New Horizons, kind of the biggest thing I would say is villager hunt still. Like, people are still really going all out finding villagers. People really show up to streams and videos about this. Like, it's a very popular aspect to the game. And to introduce a whole new set of characters, because I think it would be better for everyone if they introduced these characters for free, but then also had the Amiibo cards, you know, for those who, you know, do the pay to win style of gaming. So, I mean, do both. People can villager hunt for them. People can find their favorite cards and, you know, hunt for them in real life as well. But
it's guaranteed long-term gameplay for people. So that would be nice.
Yeah, exactly. I think it adds a lot. So Sergio, what would you want them to do?
I mean, I would definitely want brand new villagers. I think that would be definitely awesome, but I feel like that's not gonna happen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But something that I still would want to see, and that I think it's more feasible, is for all Animal Crossing characters to get an amiibo. You mentioned some of the special characters that still don't have one, which is pretty crazy to me. They should mm-hmm. definitely have one. And there's also some villagers that are not even part of the series anymore that Nintendo kind of replaced or retired or maybe even just forgot about. You know, mm-hmm. they should bring them back, even if you cannot maybe get that villager anymore. But if you can get an amiibo, I mean, I'm sure some people enjoy their time with those villagers back in the previous game. So it would be nice to at least have an amiibo of them nowadays.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, and we have physical evidence now that Nintendo hasn't forgotten about these special characters, because they mm-hmm. did that like celebration Twitter
yes.
drawing, right? That yeah. even had yeah. like Farley and Serena in it. So we know they know. Like, come on.
Yeah, all of these characters exist, and they are being talked about as recently as like just this past week mm-hmm. in some way. So yeah, no, I'm right there with you. Like, Sergio, I would love if they brought back, like, I want to say there's something like almost 70 villagers that still haven't come back from the very first game.
Yes.
Like, Welcome Amiibo, that update, the fun thing about it was that all of those are old existing villagers that haven't been back in the game since that first game. And even, like, the kind of funny thing that happened, and this is, I don't know, maybe really deep into the lore of Animal Crossing, but Porter, who ran the train station in the first game, population growing, a lot of people believe that he has come back in Wild World as a monkey named Champ. And yeah. Champ actually existed in the movie as well. So
right.
kind of a little funny character. But like Champ, we don't have either Porter nor Champ in this game. And I'm just like, bring them both back, you know, Champ. Because, mm-hmm. Nina, I do remember, like, you've made the point of saying, like, some of these characters might be a little iffy to bring back yeah. based on their, you know, inspirations, their designs, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It might not be the most responsible thing at this point to have them. But, you know, some like Champ that are pretty safe and standard, I don't think that would be an issue, you know?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Bring them all back. Everyone is here, Smash style. Give us all the villagers. Yeah. But, I mean, optimally, like, I would love new villagers. Like, this game gave us 8 new villagers, and just give us more. There are no turtles in the game anymore. What's holding you back from giving us turtle villagers? I will always go back to wanting turtle villagers because they're my favorite. Mm-hmm. I need them. So my last question for both of you, would you buy these amiibo cards? Nina, I'm interested in what you think.
I mean, only if they were readily available. I am sick and tired of having to throw elbows just to buy Animal Crossing merch. I just want it to, like, you know, I want to walk into Target or wherever with my mask on and my socially distance and just pick up a pack and walk out without, like, having to sit out front of the store or, you know, get online while I'm trying to teach children. Like, I just need to some, you know, some ease in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, every single piece of merch that's come out for this game has been just a ride, you know?
Yeah.
It's so hard to get a hold of all of these things. Sanrio, the Build-A-Bear, just make
the makeup,
more, please.
Yeah.
The makeup. Yeah, that's right. So many things. Sergio, are you going to try to get these?
Yeah, yeah. If these come out, I'll probably, I mean, even if there are a lot of them and they're random again, I'll get a couple of packs, especially if they have special characters that get amiibo for once. I'm definitely in for a few.
Yeah. And, I mean, you all have heard this by now. I have them all, and I want to keep having them
yeah.
all. So I would go for them for sure. I think I'd Me and Mayor Mori, I think, are the only two people who maybe have a complete set, as far as I know.
And he made an app about it.
Yeah, Mayor Mori has that whole app and everything. And he has like Animal Crossing cards you wouldn't believe. He actually sent me a bunch of like the e-reader cards from back in the day, like a bunch of his extras that he had.
Oh,
And
nice.
I was just like, man, that's so awesome.
That
Thank
is
you.
cool.
So yeah, I gotta get them. Gotta catch them all. That's my motto. It's not Pokemon's motto anymore. I've got it. So before we move on to the post office thing, I guess we should mention there is some new Animal Crossing merch out. I think Nina, you'd mentioned some that is now available for people.
Yes. So there's been a new line in Box Lunch. Box to Lunch? Box Lunch. Which they've had Animal Crossing merch for a while, but it seems like they've completely expanded their merch, which is exciting. And then Sergio, you had a friend who found something about Uniqlo, right?
Yeah, that's right. Kevin, our listener, he's also in Nintendo Jump Podcast. He linked to us to the Uniqlo line from Animal Crossing. It looks very nice. Like, it's very different from the ones at Box Lunch. I kind of like the Box Lunch ones better, but yeah, there's more Animal Crossing, mostly shirts and clothing. I mean, it's always nice to get, the more we can get, the better.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by the Uniqlo stuff. When you sent that link, I got super excited because they have amazing Disney merch. Like, some of their shirts with Disney stuff is even better themed than like actual Disney shirts.
Oh, wow.
So I was
That's awesome.
really excited to click on that link. I clicked on it super fast and then was just kind of disappointed by what I saw. They're not out yet, but I don't think I'm going to be fighting for any of them.
Yeah, I get you. I recently bought some shirts and a sweater from Box Lunch. They're the same design basically, but one's a sweater and one's a shirt. But it's got KK Slider sitting at the tree playing some music, and it's really cute. I've been enjoying. I haven't taken it off since I've gotten it, so it's gonna need a wash at some point. Awesome. So we're gonna go ahead and hop into the post office and open some letters from our listeners. We called out for some questions on Discord. If you haven't joined the Discord, I totally get it. You don't have to, it's optional. But if you do, sometimes we ask for questions there and you can hang out. And I need to remember to ask for these things ahead of time here on the show so you all can send us mail and things too. But for now, we're gonna answer some stuff from Discord. So our first letter here is from Tangi, and they asked, what things do you think will be added in the next update? So I guess some context here. There's probably going to be an update to this game at some point. That's been the
Maybe.
norm. So people are thinking, oh, the next update might be close. We're nearing the end of the content for, the last update that we got. I think the cool globe might have been the last thing, right? Yeah, so there's some stuff coming up. Sergio, what do you think is coming in this update?
I mean, I think it's safe to say that we're gonna get a couple more seasonal items or just brand new items in general that we can order through the app in the game. But the thing I want to see the most, May Day is coming up soon again, and I want to see another maze. Now, if you remember the one from last year, it was pretty fun. You had to do like a perfect run in a way to get some of the rarer items. So you kind of had to redo the maze a couple of times to really get what you needed to do and in what order. I want them to do that again, but maybe make it a little more difficult. I mean, the last time it was pretty challenging. You had to do it a couple of times, but I want it even harder.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I remember streaming that, and it was a cool little challenge for sure. And I have always regretted not doing, or I guess at that point, I don't think I had extra characters on my island. But
All
now I'm just
right.
like, I would have done it multiple times to get a bunch of those Rover suitcases. That item's really cute.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So Nina, I guess what do you think is going to be in this update?
I'm still waiting on them to kind of fulfill that sort of promise that they made where we're getting new things in the second year. So I kind of don't want to see Wedding Season again, and I kind of don't want to see the Stamp Rally or May Day. Like, a different maze for May Day would be good, but I'm ready for them to come up with, like, new weird holidays or events that we weren't expecting, because, you know, we weren't expecting those three things. They were brand new. So mm-hmm. I kind of want brand new stuff. I know, again, that's reaching for the moon, and I know I'm usually in the pessimism boat, but I need Nintendo to start working for us.
Yeah, and that's a really good point too. Like, just overall, like, these were completely brand new ideas to Animal Crossing. Yeah. Like, it wasn't even just like they were new to New Horizons. This was like completely unique things. Yeah. And yeah, you're totally right. Like, we are kind of overdue from something like that. We need something that is just like never before seen, which at this point we've seen a lot of stuff. We've seen a year worth of this game, mm-hmm. and it's probably time for them to just like start giving us a little bit more, for sure. That said, I'm on the pessimistic side of this. I am fully expecting Museum Day, Wedding Day, mm-hmm. Probably some new seasonal items, like you mentioned, Sergio. The Museum Day is the one that kind of feels a little bit interesting to me, because at this point in the game last year, we did not have a art exhibit right. in our museum. Oh. So we only have three plaques from the museum, and we need the art exhibit one yeah. to kind of complete the whole set. So, you know, that one, I feel like it can return and offer something a little bit new, you know, for everybody.
Okay, I'm back on board. Okay. But next year, Nintendo.
Yeah. And with the Wedding Day too, I know I mentioned Rover's suitcase, but like, I wish I got more organs from the yeah. Wedding Day. So that would be...
Yeah. Sorry.
What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. I would like to see, if we do have Wedding Day again or Wedding Season again, maybe three new themes. Like, it can be the same furniture, but with just different colors like they did. That could be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't really seen like a customization update where yeah. they've added like a bunch of new customizations for existing items. I think honestly that would be a lot for players to work with, like yeah. just having some fresh looks, especially like if they did customizations for the fences. I want to say this once again, mossy settings on every single fence yes. and item. I want that.
Ooh, yeah.
I want my stuff covered in moss. That's what I need.
Some old trees. Moss on trees.
Yeah, that definitely. Mm-hmm. I need that. Cool. So I guess our next question is from Islander Logan, and they said, what things could they add to the Amiibo Festival formula to make it more enjoyable? I'm going to start here. I think they could add an actual game to it to make it fun. But really, though, like, I feel like there's so many cute kind of like town builder slash management board games that exist in real life. And Amiibo Festival feels really uninspired compared to that. Like, mm-hmm. you roll the dice, you get a little scene, it's happy, it's fun, it's cute, it's whatever, you know. Whereas like, we could be kind of collecting resources and building up a town together. I just got the Stardew Valley board game, and that's basically the object of that game, where you all kind of work together to build a town. And I'm just like, that's really cool. Like, it's a non-competitive game, it's a cooperative game, and I feel like that kind of goes along the Animal Crossing kind of ethos, you know. Like, yeah. they're very laid back, very chill about everything, so why not focus on that as the board game, you know? So I think the party game slash Animal Crossing party game, it's a good idea to me that I feel has just been unfulfilled for me by Amiibo Festival. But what do you think, Sergio? What can they do?
Oh, man. I mean, you had me at board game. I'm already thinking, you know how there's the new Mario Kart for, what is it? No, not Super Circuit. That's an actual game. The one for like Labo or VR that you actually have to buy a kart
For the Switch.
Yeah. The Mario Kart Live.
Yes. So if they did something like that for Animal Crossing and you actually have to have the board, and the board comes with like a special sensors so it can kind of tell where the amiibo are at a certain point or the different cards that could get activated. Basically, it's like a board game that interacts with the TV in the living room. That'd be pretty cool. But that sounds like really like a very good expansion to Amiibo Festival. If we're talking a little bit simpler, I definitely think they should add online play so that we can all play together and, you know, with like people from Haken in our Discord. Yeah. That alone would make it worth playing the game. Also, if there's a way for you to like control some of the things that happen, Amiibo Festival, I think it was a little too luck-based. You couldn't really control a lot of things. I don't want that to go away completely, because then the very skilled players are always going to be the ones to win. But, you know, at least some type of control of some of the things that happen. Also, make it so that I only have to scan the Amiibo one time. I mean, having to scan it after every roll, it got old.
Yeah, honestly, you can't get past the title screen without an Animal Crossing amiibo in Amiibo Festival. Like, you are stuck on that title screen unless you can scan in specifically an amiibo figure, an Animal Crossing amiibo figure.
Right.
I mean, it's a good thing they all come with them, and it's like $5 for that whole thing. But I mean, still, it seems like a really weird limitation for sure.
Yeah.
So, Nina, I guess what would you do to add to this game?
I mean, I agree. It definitely needs online multiplayer. That would alone would make it so much more fun. But I'd like to see either kind of a ripoff of Mario Party where we get fun little mini games back, even if it was like the Tortimer Island games that we got to see.
Yes.
Or like Pikmin 3's bingo battle was so much fun, but it would have been so much more fun if it was online multiplayer. So like something like that I think could be really fun in Animal Crossing theme too. So they have all these great multiplayer ideas in Nintendo. You know, they just need to get that follow through.
Yeah. And they've existed in New Leaf too. Yeah. Like, we had fun mini games there. So
that little mare game. Yes.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot. We need mini games. I guess for some reason, Nintendo feels Animal Crossing doesn't need mini games anymore. Right. That seems to be the trend since New Leaf, basically. It's kind of strange. Yeah. The next question here, where would you make the setting for the next Animal Crossing game? And this is from 2Meg. And Sergio, what do you think here?
I'm thinking I want to see a big city, but that it's surrounded by a forest. That way, you know, we get the city vibes of city folk in the middle. But then if you still want to have, you know, your parts that are more like a forest, more secluded from technology or lots of noise, you just go to the like the edges of town and you have it there. And then you can sort of interact with both aspects of Animal Crossing life. I think a lot of players are very akin to like a quiet foresty type environment without a lot of, you know, like technology or modern setting. But if we can still have it like in the middle and you just want to go there when you feel like it, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think that's a great, I mean, that's a big kind of departure from what people have known from Animal Crossing, you know, but I also think it's like a pretty interesting move overall to just like completely change the formula in ways we've never seen, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I don't know, more and more people are probably missing the city at this point. Because the island is such a secluded setting, and I feel like to kind of add to that setting, they definitely felt removing characters was effective to do for that. So I'm thinking the island is might be the reason we don't see a lot of returning special characters. And so if the city means we get them back, I'm down to have them. Yeah. Nina, where would you set the next Animal Crossing?
So we got to play around with this a little bit in Happy Home Designer, but I'd really like to be able to choose a climate or like a biome or whatever you call it, where you could either start with like a desert town or a tundra town, or it could be tropical or deciduous or whatever. And I think that you could still play around with seasonal changes even in those like super harsh climates or regions. Like especially in the desert or the tundra, like the colors of the vegetation or the flora and fauna or whatever can still change slightly, and it can get either super cold in the tundra or super hot in the desert for summer. They could play around with it a little bit more and it could still feel like Animal Crossing, I think. But I think that would just lend, way more creativity with players, which could be really cool to see.
Yeah, and this is kind of like giving me a little bit of Stardew vibes, where they do have like a bunch of different farm layouts that you can pick from, and that will really change the vibe of what your farm as you play the game too. Like you just get pretty dramatically different settings in some cases. So yeah, I mean, if people could choose that, I feel like the one thing I would want them to do, if that's the case, is please let us make more than one town slash island
That's
on a Switch,
true.
because I would need to make a bunch of different biomes,
Well, I mean, and people like to start over, so maybe they could choose a different biome each time.
Yeah, and I mean, they could always grow the terraforming where it's like, oh, I want this. I guess they can grow the selections of terraforming where we do have sand and stuff and right now and wooden planks and things, but like even unlocking more of those, like more built-in patterns and everything, I think that'd go a long way for players for sure, especially with like designing a brand new space for around their island.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. For me, I want to be just like in a mountain. I want to go even more foresty, commit to that like mountain area, pretty secluded. 'Cause I think like though the island is pretty secluded and everything, it does lend itself to the development aspect of the game where we do kind of focus a lot of our time like building up places, attracting new buildings, all that sort of thing. So yeah, I don't know. I think for me, I like that aspect to it. I just feel like maybe some place that is a little bit easier to get to than an island for people, so we can still invite all of the special characters to come back for sure.
Man, all your little buildings could look like chalets, like with the cute like cookie cutter, wood and stuff. That'd be adorable.
Yeah, I love that style. So my next question, this one comes from, I think, 2Meg as well, actually. So
Nice.
this question is, what feature from previous games would you like in New Horizons? And I'll start right here, right away, because this is number one feature that I need, Nook's Homes. I want a Nook's Homes rep to come over, park in the resident services, and start letting us upgrade villager homes, increase the things we can do and for our exteriors, maybe change our room dimensions and everything. Like I want a lot more customization around my home. And I feel like Nook's Homes would be able to offer that. So give me a call, Nook's Homes. I'm ready to work with you anytime. Just I'll be here at Haken. You got my address. So Nina, I guess what are you thinking here? What would you want to return?
I'm really missing shop upgrades and more shop varieties. But like, it kind of feels to me that, you know, those characters that would normally have shops have really been forgotten in this game. Because I hate seeing LaBelle or Label and Kix in the rain. Like in New Leaf, sweet little Digby was in his cute little raincoat. And so he was okay in the rain. I felt okay with him out there, even though it was a little scary when it was thundering. But poor little Kix, like he just doesn't have a raincoat. They don't give him an umbrella. His poor little, well, he does have like a dinky umbrella for where he's, or no, maybe that was the Able sisters. Didn't they have an umbrella? Anyways, none of them have enough for the climate. And they all need their own little shops. So either let them have umbrellas and raincoats or let them have shops. I need them to have some upgrades, I think.
Yeah, I agree. They need to be well protected out there. It's a rough climate.
It is.
Yeah, especially on Keel Hall. You never know what you're going to run into.
It's true. They're getting robbed every night, you guys.
Yeah. So, Sergio, I guess what would you bring back to New Horizons?
Oh, man, I cannot decide between these two things. I'm sorry, I have to ask for both of them. So, I definitely want the gyrets back. It's so nice when it rains. See, in New Horizons, when it rains now, most of the time you're like, oh, tomorrow I have so many flowers to clean up. if you're not trapping them with transparency, you know? So, yeah, that gets annoying. So now with this, you would actually have gyroids and you would actually want to dig up the diggy spots because it could not be just fossils. You could get the cool gyroids back.
So true.
I definitely want those. They would add new ones too. They would have more sounds and they could be more of them activated at once because the Switch is a little more powerful than the 3DS. So that would be nice. And then other than that, I need the Roost. I need Brewster back. I need to be able to drink my favorite drink in my favorite game. I need coffee.
Well, and those two things go hand in hand. So I think you're allowed two things.
Yeah, that's true. Sure. Hey, good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're totally allowed two things, especially Brewster is going to be probably the big popular choice for a lot of listeners. I know Brewster's hotly anticipated. And, you know, we're all still hoping that he'll show up at some point.
Oh, man, hopefully.
Yeah. So our next question is from Lesbianism is Good for the Soul. And they said, fave and least fave items in the game. Don't think too deep into it. And I'm not going to. Anything autumn is my favorite, and bunny day outfits are my least favorite. How do you feel, Sergio?
I mean, yeah, for me, all the shorts are my favorite. And least favorite, maybe all the shoes. No,
true. You're a barefoot guy.
Yeah. Or a more real answer, I'm with you. But the bunny day stuff is just not.
Specifically the outfits, I said. I can't with those. They're so bad.
They are.
Nina, what are your favorites and least faves?
I mean, I'm still over the moon that we get backpacks. I was not expecting them, and they're so adorable.
Oh.
And then I would say least fave is actually like the long skirts and like the straight long dresses. They hit the characters at a weird spot on their ankles, and the movement just doesn't look right. So I know that's a personal problem, but that's one of my answers.
I get that. No, I mean, we just have personal problems with some things, and I get it. All right, our next question is from Care Bear, and they said, if you could create the perfect Animal Crossing game by incorporating elements from previous titles, what would your perfect game include?
Frankenstein.
This one's tough.
Animal
There's
Crossing.
So many things to pull from, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nina, do you want to kick us off?
I mean, we've got to keep outdoor decorating. That's here forever now.
Agreed. Across the board, agreed.
I kind of miss the shops from New Leaf, but I want them integrated into my village instead of a main street. I miss the island mini games, of course, and I miss having a city to visit that had like the theater and a Gracie Grace and an auction house. Those were cool. Of course, like you said, Sergio, we've got to have the Roost and Gyroids. And yes. I know this is unpopular, but I want characters to move into random locations. I miss it so much. It kept me on my toes and it kept me changing up my island. So
yeah,
sorry.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that shouldn't be as much as of a pain to people, considering like we can still move buildings in this.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like their initial plot should just be random still. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And then you can move it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move it if you want it, but or just work around it like right. I tend to like to do.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Yeah, Sergio, you want to start?
Yeah, and the way I approached this question is I thought of what feature would I want from, you know, the previous games, like in order, the mainline games. So from population growing, the GameCube one, I want 15 villagers. You know, I want that number back. That was amazing.
Wow.
So I'll go with that from the GameCube Animal Crossing. From Wild World on the DS, I want a lot of online features. That was the first game that had online play. Oh, it even had, it didn't have voice chat, did it?
No, that was City Folk, right?
Right. But I just want a lot of online features, and I do want voice chat, so I would kind of sneak that in with Wild World. Just as many online things as they can add to this amazing new game that we're making up. From City Folk, I want the city and a lot of things to do in that city, a lot of different shops, opening and closing at different hours. Just there's always something cool and new to do in that huge city. From New Leaf, I want the multiplayer minigames, of course. On the island would be nice, you know, just to match the setting. And from New Horizons, I'm with you, Nina, definitely outdoor decorating and even the crafting. We can keep that as well.
I think
those two new features work really well in New Horizons. They're here to stay, I would say. So I definitely want to keep those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are a lot of good ones. And I really like the way you pulled from each game, too.
Right.
I think that's the thing people forget sometimes. Like, every single one of these games is really awesome.
Yeah.
They're all the best. And, you know, just keep believing that because it's the truth. For me, I guess I kind of want, like, all the furniture sets now. I think I have been very happy that this game revamped the furniture and kind of gave us a lot of new things to work with, just because it'd been four games of like a lot of the same things with some new additions here and there.
Yeah.
Bring them all back. I want all of the sets from this game and the previous games. Villager requests from the first game, where you could just like talk to the villagers and say, hey, you need me to do anything? And they're like, yeah, this person borrowed my Game Boy 3 weeks ago and never gave it back. Can you go find it? And then you go and chase them down and they're like, oh, I let somebody else borrow that. And I'm just like, how dare you? And you just get sent on a wild goose chase for things. So villager requests, definitely something I need. Especially the rewards were always great. When you just get stuff from them. It's nice. I want more of those special characters to return. I think there's still room for a lot of the existing characters that haven't made it back to do some cool things in Animal Crossing. So bring some of them back, give them some new roles, do some cool new things with them, and that'd be awesome. Multiplayer minigames. I am right there with you, Sergio. We need some minigames to play. Nook's Homes, I already mentioned, but bring that back. I want more control over what my home looks like. And then like you, Nina, outdoor decorating, even like the crafting and terraforming.
Yeah.
I want those things as well.
Terraforming.
So terraforming, there's some really nice conveniences that can come out of terraforming, and people are still doing some really amazing things with it. So I feel like at this point, it can't be overlooked. I think it's a nice tool for players for sure.
Yeah.
So our last question, and I can't believe we're already at the last one. I feel like this all flew by. Sunshine Sprout asked, if we could get weekly or monthly rewards for consistently keeping our island's rating at 5 stars, what would you like these rewards to be? These would have to be very good for me, because the restrictions of trees is what keeps me from 5 stars for sure. Maybe we'll make an episode about this one day, but I want to one day talk about just like what the requirements are for 5 stars and what I wish they could be. anyways, we'll get to the question.
Okay.
For me, I would really want these to unlock more Nook Mile redemption prizes at the Nook Stop.
Nice.
Basically, like, we unlock the Nook Stop and all of the stuff that we can redeem as far as items go is, like, it's just there already from the get-go. There's not really been an update to that stuff. There are here and there some new items. I think, like, the fan that we get, the little flag, the Nook Ink flag.
Yeah.
Little bits and pieces here and there, but, like, if we were rewarded with a 5-star island by unlocking a bunch of different things each month, that would be a huge incentive for players to just, like, come back, check out the items, play with them a little bit, keep growing your 5-star status even stronger. So yeah, that's one for me. What would you do, Sergio?
Well, let me ask you about yours, because are you thinking, for example, you know, there's some items that are locked to a color that you can only get, for example, the street lamps. You can only get one color of that. So is that what you're thinking? Maybe after a month you unlock one more color of all of the items and then you keep going?
I was thinking like completely new items, but even good point. With unlocking the colors, that would also be really great.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I can see that being a long-term endeavor. So maybe the month restriction, it makes sense because that's a big unlock. It would be very nice to get those very special colors. For the weekly one, I was thinking, because most people are still missing some DIYs. I think you aren't, right, Chewie? You're all done with that?
I'm missing one because Gulliver just won't come to my island and give it to me.
Oh,
he's being real mean. So lodge your complaints.
Oh. Nice. Well, for most people that are missing at least a couple, maybe a whole bunch of DIYs, if you were able to keep your island 5 stars for a week, maybe every week you get a DIY that you don't have. I mean, the game can't tell which ones you don't have, so it would be nice to get one of those.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I know that would be so helpful for so many players. It just, as you get into more and more repeats each day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I love that list, Sergio. It's great.
Yeah.
Nina, what would you do for these new rewards here?
Well, actually, you guys got me thinking. We kind of had this in New Leaf with when we got the Perfect Town, we got that flower clock, right?
Yes.
And then the topiaries. Yeah, yeah. Didn't we also unlock topiaries when we had like a 5-star, not 5-star, but like a Perfect Town or whatever?
Yeah, I think so. I'm surprised. In this one, like, the only real reward we had was the golden watering can DIY.
Yeah. So that'd be easy Nook Mile redemption unlocks right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I think unlockable clothing would be really cool. We used to have like the crown that was like status symbol before it was easy to make so much money. Like everybody can afford the crown now. But I think it'd be super cool to unlock like cute clothes that you can kind of like show off that you've got a perfect town and you've had a perfect town.
Yeah. I think so too. I think there's just got to be like some status symbol there. Just to show it off a little bit, you know? This place is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Based on your idea, Nina, what about like getting the amenities for New Leaf as unlockables too in New Horizons? I mean, even if you can just order them as they are, or if you had to actually craft them.
That'd be cool. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff. Like the
tooth.
Oh, and the
I could
claw.
Bring back the two.
Yeah. There's tons. That big gong. Oh my gosh.
I think my favorite of those has always been the little sand garden.
Oh,
For sure.
The little sand garden. Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's great. I need one of those.
Yeah, there's great ones. That's an awesome idea. And they've already got, you know, well, sort of renders of them. I'm sure they'd have to start from scratch, but at least they have the ideas there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure making all of these things HD and beautiful is a little bit more time intensive than some other items. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and close out this show with our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week, we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week, we asked them, what is your favorite item to craft and use? So we'll go me, then Nina, then Sergio on this one.
Okay.
So our first answer is from Allison, and they said, Godzilla is all over my island, different colors on every shore.
What? I don't think I've ever seen that. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's the giant monster Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
The kaiju.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've seen that you can make it, but I don't think I've ever seen it all over someone's island.
Yeah, I really I want to see this island for sure.
Yeah. Stephanie says, the woodboarding stove is my absolute favorite. I wouldn't have the Baba Yaga styled house of my dreams without it. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I know Baba Yaga. That's cool.
I don't know Baba Yaga.
She's like a scary Russian witch, like child eater or something like that. Like a nursery rhyme, you know?
Sounds perfect.
I think she's Russian. I might be wrong. I'm sorry, Stephanie. Oh, man. We killed Sergio.
So Danny Cabrine said, one of my favorites, the simple panel. It's so versatile and can be used in virtually every island theme. That is a very good point. You can use it for so many things. And then there's different color ones too. And you can put different textures on them. Yes, that's a great item. Yeah, very, very good answer.
Underdog. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Just an all-around item that you can use for anything. That's a perfect choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our next answer is from Whitney, or Parfait from Corn. And they said, I love crafting anything I can customize with my own patterns. I get so excited when I find a new recipe that lets me do that. If I can put my dog's face on something, you better believe I'm going to do it. And also get really creative with some special areas, but mostly my dog's face.
I love it.
Yeah. And the story here with these, with me, I want so badly to do more patterned things on my island, but I just get overwhelmed looking through a bunch and making them, and even thinking that just the thought of me running out of space to save patterns is always holding me back for sure. But I feel like it shouldn't as much now that we did get a little bit of an expansion to our patterns, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think I want to let loose a little and start putting my bird's face on everything.
Oh my gosh. You should make a little 8-bit version of your bird, and it can be like the logo for Haken.
It'd be perfect.
Oh my gosh. Emily Sequoia says, I love the log chair and couch. There are endless customizations and they work pretty much anywhere you could think of. I especially love changing the patterns for different seasons or holidays.
Ooh, nice.
I love this. Mm. It's so true. I like the furniture where you can change two different things. Like we saw this in New Leaf with the Alpine set, where you can change the wood and then the fabric. And the, you know, the log chair or the log series is so similar to that. It's so versatile. So I totally agree with this.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Nice. And the last answer is from Tiger Yuri. And she said, I think my favorite thing to craft are the door greets. They are such a great way to reflect the current season around the island, and that my villagers will display only during the time I want them to. As soon as I want them to take it down, I just give them a new one. Unlike giving them things for their house, like jack-o'-lanterns that they display for months after Halloween, no matter how many new gifts I give them. Tiger Yuri, that is very true. I still have Eric with his jack-o'-lantern in his house.
Yes.
And it's been months.
My Eric keeps wearing his Santa hat.
Every once in a while they run up to you and say, like, I don't think this is my style anymore, do you want it? And then you can just like take a piece of clothing from them, and I think it removes it from their inventory. I ran into that twice, I think, for my characters. And everything they've mentioned, I'm just like, have I ever even seen you in that? Is that they must have not liked it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I think all of these were really great answers, really cute things that we can use to decorate our place. It was awesome to hear what you all liked.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description and you can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewiePlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewie Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. Tuned in on YouTube, the comments are a great place to let us know your answers to the Haken Islander Corner. What is your favorite item to craft and use? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewie, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.